Live updates: Trump holds Merry Christmas rally in Michigan. By Tony Lee on December 18, 2019. President Donald Trump will hold what will likely be a raucous rally for the ages on Wednesday evening in Battle Creek, Michigan, as the House is set to impeach him along partisan lines. Trump will hold his Merry Christmas rally in the crucial battleground state after numerous polls and focus groups have found that Michiganders are souring on the House Democrats' crusade to impeach Trump. Voters in Calhoun County, where the rally is taking place, voted for former President Barack Obama in 2012 and candidate Trump in 2016. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 10:02 p.m., as he wraps up his rally, Trump says Democrats had forgotten about Michigan, but with his administration, you won't be forgotten. Trump says he could have a much easier life, but he is doing this to bring back America. 9:57 p.m., Trump now praising ICE for going into nests to keep communities safe and taking out bad people by the thousands. Trump now says Pelosi should go take care of her district after ripping her for criticizing him for calling MS-13 gangsters animals. Trump says Pelosi should take care of the homeless and the filth in San Francisco instead of wasting time on this nonsense. 9:54 p.m., Trump says he needs the extra 4 years to implement his agenda. He mentions right to try. 9:53 p.m., Trump says one of the best things he has done was fire James Comey's ass out of there. He says there is a lot of cleaning up in the FBI that needs to be done. 9:47 p.m., Trump now saying he wants his donations back from Schumer. Says Schumer used to kiss his ass, but now implies he is not presidential. He now says Obama should have been impeached for lying about Obamacare. Fast and furious, the IRS scandal and the Iran deal. 9:41 p.m., on immigration, Trump says every Democrat running for president wants to open the floodgates to refugees. He says local communities must have a say on who gets admitted into their neighborhoods. Trump says, on immigration policy, that our first duty and our one true allegiance is to you, the America people, before anybody else. He talks about kicking thousands of MS-13 thugs out of the country. 9:36 p.m., Trump, after talking about light bulbs, now back to trade. He is talking about the terrible trade deals like TPP and says the new USMCA has powerful protections to keep auto manufacturing jobs in Michigan where they belong. Trump again mocking Obama for his magic wand comment. He hypes new investments from Chrysler and General Motors in Michigan. 9:20 p.m., Trump talks about wages for blue-collar workers going up and says he's happiest about the record low unemployment rates for African Americans. 9:17 p.m., Trump now says whenever he leaves office, the media are going to go out of business. Trump says the enthusiasm right now is greater than the 2016 election. He says a lot of it has to do with the phony witch hunt. 9:03 p.m., Trump says this is the first impeachment with no crime. He wants to know what he did wrong. He says it's impeachment light, but he is having a good time, unlike Nixon. He says he's not worried because he did nothing wrong, but Democrats have cheapened the impeachment process. He says it's exactly what the founding fathers didn't want. Trump says Americans will show up by the tens of million next year to vote Pelosi the hell out of office. Trump now says he wants his donations back from Representative Carolyn Maloney, DNY, and now is taking aim at Representative Debbie Dingell. Trump jokes maybe her late husband John is looking up, but let's assume he's looking down. He says she profusely thanked him for honoring her late husband but now wants him impeached. 8:59 p.m., Trump informed of the impeachment vote totals and says Republicans have never been more united than they are now. He says Republicans in the Senate are going to do the right thing. Trump says Democrats are lousy politicians because they love sanctuary cities, open borders, and crime. Trump says Democrats, though, are vicious people who always stick together. 8:49 p.m., Trump now says it would be great if Hillary runs again. Crowd chants lock her up. Trump rips Democrats for putting his family through impeachment and investigation and says Pelosi and Democrats should be the ones who are impeached. Trump says he doesn't talk about the looks of men and women since the Me Too movement but makes fun of Schiff's looks and says he is a pathological liar. 8:45 p.m., Trump says the lawless, partisan impeachment is a suicide march for the Democrat Party. He says Democrats have been trying to impeach him even before he ran. He says Democrats are showing disdain for the American voter. Trump says NBC is owned by Comcast and loves that MSNBC's and CNN's ratings are down the tubes. Trump says Democrats think the Washington swamp should be able to get a veto on election results. 8:38 p.m., Trump says he liked Bill Clinton before he ran for office and wonders if Bill calls Hillary crooked Hillary or crooked. He says in 2016, Bill Clinton knew Trump was going to do well in Wisconsin, Michigan. He says Hillary fortunately didn't listen to Bill when Bill said, "You horrible person. You are going to get your ass whipped in the Midwest." Trump now praises Rona McDaniel for convincing him to focus more on Michigan during the final days of the 2016 campaign. Trump says he is much higher in the polls now in Michigan than he ever was in 2016. He's reminiscing about November 2016 and wonders who wants to watch Buttigieg in a debate. Trump says he is not going to say bad things about Mayor Pete because he wants him to get the nomination. Again throws out the Alfred E. Newman reference and says you have to be older to know what that means. Trump mocks Democrats, saying they want to get Michigan back but they don't know how to do it. He says Democrats just allowed all of Michigan's companies to go to Mexico. 8:33 p.m., Trump says his son Barron would get a bigger crowd in Central Park than Crazy Pocahontas. He says the media are obsessed with the crowds that Crazy Pocahontas has been getting while they don't mention the size of his crowds. "I don't think we've ever had an empty seat," Trump claims. He says the crooked media will turn their cameras to empty seats after people go to the bathroom so they can say that Trump was not able to fill up the arena. 8:32 p.m., Trump says USA Today hates him and cites a poll from the publication that has him beating all of the Democrats, with a generic third-party candidate who was polled. Crowd chanting 4 more years. 8:25 p.m., Trump, touting the stock market, says there have been 133 record days since he became president. Trump says he sees tremendous job growth in the 401ks up 97%. Trump now talks about Ford's new investments. Trump says, "You're back." He says while his administration is creating jobs, the radical left in Congress is consumed with hatred and rage and envy. "These people are crazy," Trump says. Trump says he has the greatest economy in the history of the country and nobody talks about it. He says had crooked Hillary won, the economy would have crashed. Trump is making his remarks as the House is impeaching him. 8:20 p.m., Trump, before talking about building powerful ships and the most powerful weapons in the world, talks about liking Battle Creek cereal for a long time. 8:10 p.m., Trump going heavy on manufacturing and trade, saying we've stopped them from leaving. Trump says he would have put tariffs on both Mexico and Canada had there not been a trade deal. Trump also says gets along with labor and touts his union support, saying he gave them some concessions in the trade deal. Trump is heckled by agitators. "There's a real slob," Trump says. "She'll get hell when she gets back home with mom." Trump says you have to get a little stronger with the protesters. 8:08 p.m., Trump, "It doesn't really feel like we're being impeached." He says we did nothing wrong and have tremendous support in the Republican Party. Trump says the country is thriving like never before. Michigan has had the best year it's ever had, Trump says, talking about auto companies coming back. 8:07 p.m., Trump thanks Pence and says, "Merry Christmas, Michigan." He says 2016 in Michigan was the greatest evening. Trump says he is here to celebrate the miracle of Christmas, the greatness of America, and the glory of God. 8:05 p.m., Trump walks on stage to get the rally started. Crowd goes wild as always. 7:58 p.m., Pence says Pelosi and House Democrats are having their say tonight but the Republican Senate will have their say in January. Pence says voters will remember in November. Pence says Trump will be out in a few minutes but he wanted to see the strong, unified Republican vote on the floor of Congress. 7:47 p.m., Vice President Mike Pence takes the stage to get the rally started. Pence says Michigan and America need 4 more years of Trump in the White House. Pence says we stand with President Donald Trump when Trump stands up against the do-nothing Democrats and their partisan impeachment. Pence says what's going on in Washington is a disgrace and Democrats are trying to impeach this president because they know they can't defeat this president. Pence says Democrats are trying to run down our president because they can't run against the Trump administration's record. He says despite 3 years of constant obstruction and resistance, America is still winning like never before. Pence says Trump has kept his promise to rebuild the military and has taken the fight to radical Islamic terrorists on our terms. On their soil. Pence says Trump has made historic investments along the border. He also says Trump has kept his promise to appoint strong conservatives to the federal courts. He also says he could not be more proud to be stand by a president who stands up for the sanctity of life without apologies. Pence says Trump has promised to revive the American economy and touts the booming economy under Trump. He cites 7 million new jobs since Election Day 2016 and unemployment rates at record lows. 7:15 p.m., rally running a little late. Looks like Trump is about to arrive soon. 6:50 p.m., Trump arrives in Battle Creek. 6:45 p.m. 6 p.m., U.S. Senate candidate John James gets rousing ovation. Trump supporters ready for the president. Trump supporters lining up in frigid temperatures for the Michigan rally.